So people have seen Jesus. They saw miracles. They saw things happen. Don't be surprised when somebody, you don't get into this trap of thinking that if I could just, if this person only saw this healing, if they could hear about this miracle, that would prove it to the world. No, it won't. People that don't want to believe will explain it away. Have the most outstanding miracle. Oh, no, it's not. They'll explain it away. They do it over and over. You think if this could, if we could just show them. That's not how faith comes. How does faith come? By hearing. What? The Word. You have to be, it has to be on the Word, not on what we see. You don't believe in healing because somebody got healed. Or somebody, you don't discount healing because somebody didn't get healed. See, where is your faith at that point? Yeah. Well, if that it doesn't work for him, it won't work for anybody. Where's your faith? Because the man, what? No, where's your faith? It's got to be on the Word of God. Hallelujah. It's got to be on the Word of God. That's true biblical faith. So Thomas says, in verse 25, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your hand, your finger in, or your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. Be believing. Don't, what did he say? Don't be unbelieving, but be believing. Sometimes we get the idea, well, I just got to just get my faith up. Well, how does faith come? By hearing the Word. If we've heard the Word, sometimes we'll have doubts in our head, but we have a choice. See, Jesus told him, don't be unbelieving, be believing. What's he saying? Choose not to be unbelieving, but be believing. If he's telling him something that he can't do, then he's unjust, right? He's saying, no, don't be unbelieving, be believing. And that's what he's saying to us. When we have the Word come, we can decide, I'm going to believe that. I know that sounds too easy, but that's what happens is we decide, I'm going to believe that. Now, if you're having a real hard time believing, pump the Word into you. Just hear the Word, because how does faith come? By hearing. So if we'll just focus on that Word, and we just keep hearing the Word and focus on that, our faith has got to come into our heart, and we just decide to act on it. But don't get into the trap of saying, well, I've heard, but I just don't know. Well, there's a difference between believing with your heart and believing with your head, and we talked about that. Believing with your head will say, well, you're waiting to see it. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if it's true. I don't know why it's not working. See, we're not looking at what's working, what we feel, what we see. We're saying the Word says it, so I believe it. That settles it. So we don't want to be like Thomas. Verse 28 says, and Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Verse 29, Jesus said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. They've not seen. So we have it so many times backwards. We're waiting to see it, then I'll believe. Well, I haven't seen it yet, so it must not be working. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. No, we have to get it back in the other way to where God said it, so I believe it, and then we'll see it. Hallelujah. So let's go over to Romans. This is where we were. Romans 4:17. Thank you, Lord. Romans 4:17. Everybody there? As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed God, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Stop right there. What we were saying earlier. What does God do? He calls those things that don't exist as though they did. Blab it, grab it. If you want to say it like that. God, who are we emulating? God calls those things that don't exist as though they did. Brother Hagin did not write Mark 11:23 and 24. Do you know that? People sometimes act like, you know, preachers wrote that. No. Hold your finger there and just go over there. Just put your eyes on it real quick. Mark 11:23. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You got your finger, hold your finger in Romans. Mark 11:23, or 22, and then 23. It says, have faith in God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, just go back to verse 14, just so we know what we're talking about here in context. What is Jesus, what is this whole area of Scripture talking about? Let's go back to verse 12, actually. Now, the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. What he said to a fig tree? He spoke to the fig tree. Well, that's Jesus, somebody says. It says, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And disciples heard it. Now skip down to verse 20. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever. So if there's any doubt, this is just Jesus. Jesus said, yeah, you saw what happened, and he goes on to teach him. And he says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Amen? We're not really teaching on that part today, but we got here. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. So you believe you receive when? When you have it or when you don't have it? You believe you receive when you don't have it, and then you will have it. You speak to the mountain when it's gone or when it's still there. When it's still there, and then you will have whatever you say, which means that thing will go when you say it and don't doubt. Why would you say it and don't doubt? Because you believe in your heart what God has said, and you believe that when you say go, it's got to go. You believe in your heart, you're going to believe you receive because you believe God promised it, and so you're going to ask in faith, and you're going to have after you believe. So go back to Romans. End of verse 17 said, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall your descendants be. So he, verse 18, who, this is Abraham, contrary to hope or contrary to expectation, contrary to what would be expected normally, he expected in hope and expectation, he believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. So what's he acting on? The word of God. God told him, your descendant, this is how your descendants are going to be, as the sand on the seashore, as the stars in the sky. And so Abraham believed in the face of contrary circumstances. Verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. So he's not weak in faith. What does it mean? What is it saying there? If you were weak in faith, you would consider your body. But not being weak in faith, in other words, he was strong in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb. So here he is, 100 years old. God said, your descendants are going to be numerous. And he believed, contrary to everything that it looked like, he believed, and he did not look at his body. He did not consider his body. Verse 20, he did not waver at the promise. He did not waver at the promise of God. Why is he believing? Because he has a promise from God. So he's not going to waver, go up and down, left and right, because his body doesn't look like it, because he has a promise. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced. Being fully convinced. He's fully convinced. What is he convinced of? That what he, God, had promised, he was also able to perform. So what God said, he believed it, and he believed that if God said it, he was able to get it done. Amen? Amen? He did not consider his own body. See, he did not consider, I mean, that's a big thing. Okay, the guy cannot have children, not having children, I mean, his wife has never had children. She couldn't have children when she was 25, let alone when she's 90. When everything was fresh and new, she couldn't have children. Now, a few years down the road, Abraham's old. There's reason to doubt there. There's reason for him to look at his body and go, are you sure? Me? Now? But Abraham was fully convinced that if God said it, he's able to do it. God's not just blowing smoke. He's not just flapping his gums. If God said it, he's not just talking. If he said it, he meant Abraham. He meant with this body. He meant at this time. And God is able to get it done. He is in faith. He's not looking. He said he did not consider his own body. Did he ignore it? Well, he didn't deny it was there, but he looked at something that was higher. He looked at the Word of God and said, in spite of this, you said it, so I'm looking at your Word. It trumps this. He's not saying, I'm not 100. He's not saying, my wife. He's not denying what is. See, there's a difference. He's not denying circumstance. He's not closing his eyes and saying, oh, it just doesn't exist. He's saying, yeah, that exists, but You know, you have an obstacle in your path, and you're wanting to get somewhere. You know, it's like somebody on Black Friday morning, you know, going for the special and the front of the line in the store. They're going for it. There might be something in their way, but they're not considering that. They're jumping over it and going for it. It's not that they're ignoring it. They're just not letting it get in their way and trip them up. They're going for the gold. So when we see something, we're not saying it's not there. Yeah, my body, it's there. But God said it. He said, He Himself took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses. So if He said it, He must be able to get it done. I'm fully convinced that He can get it done. I'm fully convinced that what He said, He's also able to perform. God, this may be looking a certain way, but I'm not going to consider that. I'm going to consider Your Word. I'm going to look at Your Word until. You know, this is where the battle comes in. Well, I just don't see like it looks like it's happening. So it must not be working. What, God's Word isn't true now? No, see, that's where we decide, no. See, in that case, that just located us. We're waiting to see it, and then we'll believe it. Because I'm not seeing it, therefore I don't know if it's true. Abraham had that opportunity, right? He's not seeing it. He could have said, well, it just doesn't work. No, he said, God's able to do it anyway. He's able to do it in spite. He's able to do it in spite of this. I'm not ignoring this, but this is higher. I'm going to keep my eyes on You, God. And then you saw this faith later. After he had Isaac, God said, sacrifice him. And he said, okay. And what does the Bible say? It said he had the attitude that if I kill him, You're going to raise him up. And You can do it. Just spirit of faith. He's going to kill his son. And he's saying, well, if I do this, God will raise him up. And God didn't let him do it. Hallelujah. Amen. What are we taking away? What is faith? Faith doesn't go by what it sees. Faith doesn't go by what it feels. Faith doesn't go by the bank statement. Faith doesn't go by the doctor's report. Doesn't deny what is, but it says, I'm not going to consider you. I'm not going to hold you as weighty as what the King of the universe said. If He said it, this has got to change. This has got to change because He said it. I choose Him. I choose to believe Him. I choose to act on it. I'm not going to wait till I see it to believe it. I'm going to believe it and it'll show up. It has to. It has to. If it's the Word of God, it has to. Amen.